Pickaxe.
If you like to eat stress-free and healthy, like me, you can do it this spring with Factor. They have delicious, ready-to-eat meals, everyone is fresh, never frozen, and chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options, including popular ones such as Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or like me, vegan and veggie. There are more than 60 add-ons you can discover every week, such as breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. If you're looking for gourmet options, there are meals that have premium ingredients, such as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini and asparagus. And they are no fuss, no mess. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking and cleaning up. Simply heat and enjoy the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries at any time. Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. This month, we're celebrating Earth Day. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So head on over to factormeals.com/pickaxe50 and you can use code PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your second box. That's PICKAXE50 at factormeals.com/PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is going. Check it out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Lewis.
Simon, it's good to be here. Thank you for joining me. And obviously, Daff the dog is with us too.
Hello, Lewis.
Hello.
How are you?
Such a good boy. Such a good boy. Is he like...
Oh.
I'm giving him a scratch.
I think he enjoys it too much, Lewis. His lipstick's out. His lipstick's out.
Have you heard?
Almost certainly not.
Aliens. Alien news. Not animals.
Alien news.
Alien news.
What is new with aliens?
Aliens are real.
This is from the Daily Star.
They're
so
strong.
Going well so far.
They're our friends. They come in peace.
Right.
They come in peace.
From Mars? The strange... Google Earth user.
Yeah, now what's his name? Google Earth user...
Mr. Capital M, capital B, capital B, 333.
Yeah.
Said he spotted a mysterious base in the Arctic with tic-tac UFOs. What the fuck are they emerging from it?
They're UFOs that are like the tic-tac sort of lozenge shape.
Oh, right, like the little pill.
So like cylinder, but with like rounded ends, like two hemispheres on the end.
Yes, like a little pill.
Kind of like that.
Pill bug shaped UFOs emerging from it.
And these UFOs have been seen before by the US Navy. They've reported seeing these same ships.
Wow, you're almost convincing me. Please carry on.
That's what it looks like on Google Earth.
So what that is...
Aliens.
So it looks like there's some sort of buildings seen from above, covered in snow. There's like a kind of, I want to say like three-pronged star with three additional prongs. So sort of six-pronged star. But there's tic-tacs at the end. It looks like an airport terminal from above.
It does actually, doesn't it? It does.
Kind of... strange though. Weird.
So apparently this may indeed be
UFOs.
No, this may we don't know. I mean the problem is, right, UFO does have a literal meaning And it's sort of implied,
right,
more commonly used meaning.
An unidentified flying object, like a weather balloon.
That's actually what it means, a UFO. An object that is flying and is as yet unidentified. Doesn't mean it's aliens.
Could be like a rare bird.
Could be a bird.
A jetpack man.
Could be a will-o'-the-wisp.
Right. Could be a cloud.
Could be a special plane that's a secret. And could no be, one's supposed to know about.
Exactly. Could be a leaf.
Could be a leaf. Could be the moon.
A large...
Could be Venus.
Could be.
I think that's the story, that he thinks this is like a landing pod.
So he's found a picture of something in the Arctic, which looks like some sort of base, Arctic base.
So it's probably just a research base, right?
Yeah, or some sort of it's not that big, is it? You know, it doesn't look that big, so you can sort of see snow, marks in the snow.
I like how he left his cursor on the screen as well when they took the screenshot.
That shows it's, you know...
My cursor's touching his cursor.
Well, that's what the...
Oh! That's gay. So this could just be an Arctic research facility, which I guess is a thing. I'm not sure what they look at. Polar bears?
Well, you know, Arctic is going away, isn't it? It's disappearing. It's going to be gone soon.
And there's no landmass underneath it.
It's just old floating ice cube. So, I mean, but maybe they can dig cores out of it, can't they? They can look at how long it's been there. Some of it's been frozen for a long time. It doesn't disappear completely, I don't think. But maybe it will. What?
Well, we don't know, do we? What the future may hold.
Yeah, when we're, you know, this is recorded in advance, so...
Yeah, by the time this video goes out, there may be no Arctic left.
Yeah, and then what happened to this?
What happened to the aliens?
Yeah, maybe there'll be...
What has happened to our landing strip?
Clarbax, there is a polar bear approaching from a strange vector. It is looking hungry. This role play went weird real fast.
It did. I'm not quite sure where we were going with it. It was very odd. So he thinks it may be somewhere that the pod UFOs land and recharge. Right. So it's like a recharging station.
Okay.
So I think this is a stretch. This is a stretch, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, is this a picture of it?
This is a picture of...
What it
of
is.
Probably this is what the building actually is.
Right, I see. It's the Arctic Trefoil military base. Yes, that's right. It. That's literally it. Yeah.
So that's the picture, a three-lobed feature.
Yeah.
And then we have just a picture of it. That's it, isn't
that's it?
That is literally what it is. Because look, those are the longer, the thicker bits. And then there's the smaller corridors going out to the pods.
Yeah.
That's literally what it is.
It is that.
So is this a spaceship?
In the space of a single scroll down, we identify that this wasn't actually an alien.
So he...
It's good, though. It's good to identify.
Okay, so we started out with potential, with UFOs.
I mean,
except...
They're not flying.
They're not flying. So it's a UO.
It's a UO.
But now we know what it is, so it's an O.
Yeah.
It's just an object. Well, it's a building, specifically.
So it's a B.
It's a B. A B-O, a building object.
A B-O?
Hmm.
That's good to know. Well, I'm glad we've identified that.
It's a building object on the ground. A B-O-G, a bog.
Sure.
Hmm. There it is.
You could use links for it.
I can't believe this fucking idiot thought this was an alien thing when there's literally just a picture of this Russian military base in the same place that is clearly just a normal building. It's quite an impressive looking building, isn't it, really?
People like to think they've discovered something, though, because Google Earth, Google Earth isn't... I don't know if you've ever looked around Google Earth.
I'm gonna find some weird shit.
There is a lot of weird shit on there, though. You'll look out and they'll be like, "What the fuck is this?" Like, and it'll have like weird circles. There'll be like weird buildings, and it won't have any description of what they are. Especially if this is a military base, it's not gonna have Russian secret military base written on it, is it? You know, Google Earth. You know what I'm saying?
So. There was a little girl, a boy, a schoolboy, a little boy called Rory, 12 years old. It's a little boy.
Okay.
He was bored. He was on the internet. And like any boy does, when you're bored on the internet, he was on Google Maps.
Oh, thank goodness.
And he found a location on Google Maps with a little camera icon, and it's called Hole to the Center of the Earth.
Right.
On this little island.
Okay.
Oh, it's just off of, like, Liverpool. It's close to Liverpool. Is that where he's from? Is that why he was looking there? I don't even know.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, he's planning a walk, and then he discovered this weird...
He was looking around.
So
sure.
I want to see if there's a picture of the hole to the center of the earth, because, look, there's the icon there.
Right.
Hole to the center of the earth.
Well, so people can add their own photo bits to Google Maps, right?
What?
They can add their own locations and stuff. This isn't, like, curated necessarily by
So you're saying
anyone.
I could just put, like, a pin anywhere in the world, maybe somewhere really out of the way where nobody would ever discover it, and I can call it, you know, Lewis Brinley is a... Beep!
Sure, you could. Yeah. Sure, and then you could put a little picture on there.
Yeah. And it's you when you had your bleached tips phase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then people would review it and say, you know, 5 out of 5 visited, had a good time. Do you know what I mean? Or 1 out of 5, this doesn't exist.
Yeah.
You know, or it was closed. You know.
Is there not a picture there? Can we not find it?
Well, Google it.
All right. It's not there, is it?
It's not there anymore.
It's not there.
So they've, again, this is, it's been removed because it doesn't exist.
The boathouse is
there.
But
there is a boathouse.
Can we click on that?
There you go. It's very pretty.
Well, it's a bit ruined. It's a little bit ruined.
Pretty, though.
Are we doxing ourselves? I know everyone knows where we are anyway. It doesn't matter. Oh, there's a bird observatory. Well, that's nice.
A bird observatory.
Yeah.
A bird observatory.
It's here, Lewis. There is a hole.
That might be it.
There is a hole, and I think there are people.
Yeah, or aliens.
All right, squinting.
Could be aliens. Oh, it looks like there's 6 people are standing around.
We are here to dig a hole to the center of the earth, Clarkson. Glabax. This will be our new base of operation since the Arctic one has sank and was destroyed by angry polar bears.
Clarkson, I'm going to do a pee in the hole. I'm going to pee in the hole.
Clarkson, this is like alien Top Gear.
Clamond, I dare you to jump into the hole.
Where is Claims Clay?
Looks like there's a hole. That is a hole there. That's definitely a hole.
Yeah,
or it could be the glowing one because of the magma.
It could be
glowing
shadow. A perfectly.
Oh, it might be the shadow of the
circular
people.
Circular shadow of a
man. Yeah, because they've all got holes next to them.
They have.
Yeah, I think
maybe they're all jumping into their own holes.
Or are they herons? It's kind of hard to tell. Well, that's weird, isn't it? There was another story about Google Maps that was like a giant SOS sign, which.
Right. Google Earth Mystery has huge 150-foot SOS stranded sign spotted in remote desert.
But then a sign that said no was also spotted close by.
Right.
Okay, there's a short little video.
Of where it is.
So it's in the Middle East.
God, it's in like the edge of a mountain by the looks. In the middle of fucking nowhere.
Oh,
yeah.
SOS stranded. In English.
Yep. Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's quite spooky.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, did they ever find the people?
I mean, my first thought goes to a practical joke, right? But look how remote this is.
Oh, look. It says no below it. It says no underneath.
Oh, you're right. It does.
Scroll down so we can see the no. It says no. No.
No. Or maybe they started to write a new message, but then they ran out of water.
Oh, no water.
Yeah.
But then he died. Oh, no.
Maybe, yeah. Oh, no.
Mm.
Or...
They're big. Well, it said 150 feet, right? I don't know where that's measured from. Wide. That's the wideness.
Southern Jordan. It's the same guy. Mr. MB333.
What the fuck?
He obviously has a YouTube channel where he finds this stuff.
Yeah. He does. He literally does have a YouTube channel.
I don't know what the fuck I expected. Oh my god.
That intro! Yeah. Hello, it's Mr. MBBB333.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hope everybody's doing well and having a great day. In this video, I'm going to take you to a location on Google Earth that was shared with me by Jonathan W. that is only visible from space, or at least up in the sky.
Only visible from space?
Mm.
Or up in the sky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a collection of letters on the ground, once again, only visible from the sky, that says SOS. Stranded. We're going to come back and take a look at that location here. And
what the fuck is this? What is this website?
What? Where are we? Have we been teleported back to fucking 1990? What is this?
Earth Watchman. He's given himself the title of Earth Watchman because he watches Google Earth.
But he's got space weather data.
X-ray, solar flares, geomagnetic K index. Sahara sand.
Yellowstone, because of course that could be the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just a matter of time, Lewis. The big one.
I bet you he's onto, like, Planet X and stuff. You know that?
New Force. What the fuck is that?
It's probably some conspiracy wank.
Incoming sunstorms.
Exactly. You know, that's what the true cause of global
also,
warming.
An advert for bras. Is he gonna say something about his website?
Just a moment. Also in this video, I've got...
No, he just moved straight on.
It's a sky phenomena.
Can we see his website? He must have a link, right, in his fucking... Oh, look, there it is. It was there in the description.
A new picture slideshow. New
Shut up! Why has he got this... Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, it's like a GeoCities website.
It's the ugliest fucking website I've ever seen in my life.
But... What does this mean? Solar flux is 77.
Oh, fuck.
And there's some X-flaps, too?
X-flaps. I think that's flares. It's K-flares. That says K-flares.
Does it? I can't read it from here.
I'm pretty sure.
What is the Schumann resonance?
I want to see what New Force is.
Oh, fucking... New Fork. Is the UFO sightings.
Oh my god, we're in the crazy part of the internet, Lewis! In the crazy part. New Fork! Wait, is it New Fork or New Force? The E's missing.
It must stand for like the National Something Flight Orbital Radar Check.
Does it say what the fuck New Fork is somewhere?
National UFO Reporting Center.
Oh! Oh, look, that's a UFO.
That's a Illuminati symbol.
Yeah, it's a triangle with, like, lights on it. Oh, my God. So what's the latest news, then? What have they...
In the town of May, Idaho. Town of May?
Yeah.
That's a place, is it?
Well, it's called May.
Okay. A husband and wife were driving in a rural area searching for elk. When the husband sees a very strange metallic...
Wait! At 5:10 in the morning?
Mountain daylight.
5:10 in the morning, they're driving around looking for elk.
When the husband sees a very strange metallic-looking oval-shaped craft moving rapidly across the sky. He calls his wife's attention just in time for her to get a good look at the object too. There's two reports, the husband's report and the wife's report.
Oh my god. We're through the looking glass. Oh my god, Idaho again.
And also, Challice, Idaho. This is from 21 years ago, though.
Right, but this is related, which is why he's saying it.
There was a report from May, Idaho, spelled differently, that in the same area involving four adult male hunters. who reported seeing a huge triangle-shaped craft hover above their hunting camp.
Oh my God.
And then move away.
They've been here before. Since 2000, the year 2000, that's when they arrived.
Jacksonville airline passenger, an experienced pilot himself, was flying on a JetBlue flight from Boston to Jacksonville. He saw three tube-shaped, maybe like tic-tac-shaped,
oh my God,
craft below the airliner as it was preparing to land at the Jacksonville airport. Also, an 11-year-old boy witnessed a triangular craft pass over his home and nearby neighborhood.
In 1989.
But look, it looks exactly like the one from above. Look, scroll up.
Oh my God!
Oh my God, it's like the Russian military base.
Oh my God.
Maybe that's
God.
Just a UFO disguised as a Russian military base.
Can we see how Yellowstone's doing as well? Oh my God. What the fuck is this website?
What the fuck is this?
These are all seismographs from various places around Jellystone Park.
Well, I mean, it's the super volcano, isn't it?
This looks bad. This one looks bad. Look at all that.
Yeeshizwee. Oh, ye sheezwee indeed. We're looking at a fucking seismograph that just looks like a disaster area.
Yeah, there's a lot of activity, but we don't know how sensitive these are.
Maybe that was just like a couple of lorries going by or something.
It could be. Or an old geezer going off.
Yeah, like shouting at it.
You bloody fools!
What's he shouting at?
That's why he's going off, shouting at, I don't know, Yogi Bear or whoever. I don't know, whoever lives in... You bloody bear, taking my sandwiches! What did Yogi Bear steal?
Picnic baskets.
There you go.
Yeah. Picnic.
That's my picnic basket!
That's what he was doing. And then there's the solar wind prediction. I mean, this is all couched with real stuff. All the idiocy is hidden in real stuff.
I think there's a lot of people that are self-taught, like scientists, that find all of this very interesting and think that it means things that it doesn't mean.
That's right, because it looks really real. It looks really... It is real.
Like, I've got no idea what the significance of this is at all.
Yeah, but well, people can measure the solar wind and stuff and...
So long as we've got the Van Allen belt, we're fine. None of this matters. We're fine. But if anything should happen... If the Earth's magnetic core should flip at the wrong time.
Right. It could cause a...
solar wind could blow through the Earth and all of our electronic equipment would all stop. All at once. No more gaming, Lewis. No more gaming.
That's a tragedy. What would we do? We'd have to return to Ball and Cup and all the classics.
What would we do? What would we do?
What would we do?
Radio? Radio would still work, right?
Beep, 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 beep. No. Internet. I was going to say no internet, but...
Hello, it's Simon Lane here, joined by Lewis Brindley. No, that's telegraph. That's not radio.
Why would you speak more slowly?
Because I'm a DJ now. Hello, I'm a DJ now. Me, Simon Lane. Do you remember Diggy Hole? That was me. I'm the Diggy Diggy Hole Man. And then I mime digging a hole. But no one can see it. But I still do the action.
I can kind of hear you're out of breath.
I can't help myself. I have to mime digging a hole.
What radio station would this be on? A pirate
one.
A pirate one. Yogg's FM.
Yeah.
Would it be AM? Is FM too advanced?
AM. More people would be able to listen to AM.
It's the morning.
You motherfucker. What would we have? What would our show be?
Well, like all of them, just guff chat and music. We play some Muzak.
Can we play real music? Because there would be no DMCAs, would there?
Just be Diggy Hole.
What are they going to do?
What do you mean? What, because then no one can DMCA us.
We're a pirate radio station. We play whatever music we like.
I guess cassettes would still
work. I'm
putting
Kanye on. I don't like Kanye. Can I put Ghost on instead?
I don't know, have you got it on vinyl? Because we need like an old non-electric player, wouldn't we? We'd have to like crank
In fact, how would any of our equipment work? How would we be able to broadcast?
Well, we'd have like a generator.
A windmill.
A windmill.
Yeah. I think what we need to do now is plan in advance and start advertising our AM radio station that doesn't exist yet. Just in case everything goes down and we get EMP'd by a solar flare when the Van Allen belt isn't working because the Earth's magnetic core flips or does something.
Right.
Tune in to this frequency.
Prepping.
Yeah.
For the worst.
And you can, and then you can still listen to the Yogscast.
It's already bad for them. Why are we making it worse? Do you know what I mean? They've already lived through a world-changing apocalypse, and now they've got the Diggy Diggy Hole Man.
Should we just do this?
Coming out of the radio.
Should we just do this?
Shut him off! Fucking hell! I thought we got rid of him!
Should we just do the same concept? Should we have people pretending that they're playing TTT?
It's comforting.
Oh, what are you doing? Oh, Duncan! Oh! Shut up, guys. I'm the detective. Please don't kill me.
It's been a while since...
Better than mine, I should say! It's Boba. They're all there. All your favourites.
Oh.
But it's just me doing a voice because they're all dead. We talked about this, Lewis. The Arctic, if it melts,
right,
the sea level will rise.
Yep.
Earth will be completely transformed. But we don't know what the future is going to be like. We don't know when things are going to happen. But there is someone who does know.
Is there?
Because they are from the future.
Is it Greta Thunberg?
No.
Who is it? Is it Michael J. Fox?
Edward.
Edward.
That's all we know of his name. He is named Edward, which... Are we still going to be having names like Edward from the year 5000?
There's a man from the year 5000.
Do you know what? I'm starting to feel a bit sceptical about this, Lewis.
It's quite far away, the year 5000.
Yeah. It's also a very specific time. Like, he would have been better off saying, I'm from the year 5012.
I see.
The year 4000... 782.
I see. This is... right.
He does. Maybe they're just rounding it up for the headline.
Sure. Maybe he is more specific.
But he has taken a photograph that shows how high the sea levels are going to rise.
Right. So a man has returned from the future...
to warn us.
About sea levels.
And we better heed his warning, Lewis.
And he's taken a photo.
Is this even... Oh... This is what... These are future events.
Oh, and he's brought back a load of info.
This is not a joke. Well, first of all, it says, warning. This is not a joke. I am a time traveller. This is a brief summary of what's to come. No, what's yo come in the near future. In the near future.
They speak differently in the future.
Yeah. So first of all, there's something...
They don't say two anymore. They say yo.
There's something weird floating in the sky there.
It's a cloud. Is this an image? Oh.
It looked like something exploding. Okay, so next year.
Okay.
The year 2022. The largest creature ever, the Serene Croin, is discovered.
Hmm. Good. It's a new cryptocurrency.
No more information. 2024, world's biggest earthquake hits San... Isidro, California?
Well, that could be a place. Yeah.
California earthquake. I mean, that's believable.
He is posting these on TikTok.
Yeah.
The time traveler
is trying to reach as many people as possible.
From the future.
So he's finding out what's the biggest social media platform that everyone's using.
Right. People... What are they going to be using in future to spread factual information?
Well, no, he's from the future and he's come back to the past and he's like, okay, right, here I am. What are they doing? How does
technology
work?
Who is the best
work?
Person to warn against about future events?
Teenagers using TikTok.
Let's get them the info they need.
Hopefully this will go viral and as many people as possible will be warned and they'll move out of San Isidro.
Before 2024.
Yeah.
You've got a few years.
So if you live there, just a warning. maybe you should prepare yourself.
Because a giant hole might open up in the ground.
Oh, and there it is again. This is not a joke. I'm a time traveler. This is a brief summary of what's yo come in the near future.
So he... Oh, I see. He's the moon. It's the moon.
The moon
exploding.
Blows up. The fucking moon blows up.
That's quite big
You're
news.
You're burying the lead here.
Why didn't you start with that?
What the fuck was that about the largest creature that's in the sea? Who gives a shit about that? The fucking moon blows up. Look at this shit. Yep, fucking moon blows up. Oh, it's just looped. It's just this looped.
The croin. The big croin.
Croin. That was it.
Earthquake, well, croin, moon blows up.
Okay. Moon. He didn't even mention the moon blowing up. He still didn't say anything about the moon blowing up. We just saw it. Okay, well, hopefully there's more on this.
Well, maybe he wants us to make our own, you know, judgments on his information. He doesn't want to just tell us.
Oh.
Because he thinks it'll be too shocking.
Lewis, he's not from the future. He's from the past. He's from 2004, was transported 3,000 years into the future, then returned to our time, and now he's warning us of the things that he discovered.
Right. So he did jump forward in time then.
Yeah. All of Los Angeles is going to be underwater.
It's terrible.
All of Los Angeles
is
going to
be gone.
That's him. That's what he looks like.
Why is his face so blurry?
Because he doesn't want to be known.
I thought that was what happened. A side effect of being in the future.
Time travel side effect. Very well documented. It makes your face blurry.
Yeah. And all around weird.
I will tell you a story which will amaze you. And you will be astonished.
Ooh.
I appeared to place. It was unbelievable.
What?
That's what it says. I was standing on a large wooden platform. Not only me, houses, building, of course, all made from wood.
Is
he foreign?
No, he's speaking the future.
Oh, right, yeah. And after, I realized it was the same city, Los Angeles, but underwater. The adventurer, who goes by the name Future Time Traveler on TikTok...
Patchy.
Revealed some of the details of extraterrestrial species and bizarrely claimed they will spark war with humans.
This is amazing. We've got more information about these aliens.
Oh my god, there's like another two time travelers. Another recently made a bonkers claim that there would be pyramids in the sky and warned viewers to not look up at them.
When or if this prediction occurs.
And a TikTok account, Time Voyager, claims to have arrived in real-time Earth in December 2020. But where from? Posted on social media, there will be a great wave hitting in the summer of 2021.
If you're going to make predictions about the future, you've got to put them far enough in advance.
Yeah.
For you... to build up a following of idiots.
Look at that. That's Los Angeles underwater.
I know.
That's fucking awful. That is a really, really bad Photoshop.
People have been Nostradamusing. This is the new Nostradamus, isn't it?
I like how you can still see the surface of the sea and also the great details of all the stuff.
It's like he took a picture in a fish tank.
Yeah.
According to NASA.
NASA weighing in on it.
This is helpful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Although humans can't hop into a time machine and go back in time, we do know that clocks on airplanes and satellites travel at a different speed than those on Earth.
Mm.
Yeah, there's like
relativity.
Microseconds of difference, though, or less. Like it's very...
The faster your speed...
Yeah, the closer to the speed of light you are,
yes,
the more dilated the time will be.
For more information, watch the movie Interstellar.
Yeah, or do a degree in science. It's quite complicated. But yeah, it's not. That doesn't really mean you can just go forward and backwards in time.
So people have been asking him a few questions.
Okay. On TikTok, future time traveler.
Yeah. Did we win the first interdimensional war? No.
Is that the whole TikTok?
Are there superpowers in the future? Yes, you can rent them.
Okay. I don't want to rent a superpower. What?
When will the Disney Plus show She-Hulk release? April 17th, 2022. Very important question, that one. What time and planet are you from? I am from the year 2491 and I was born on Saturn. I'm still human.
He's an extraterrestrial.
No, he's a human. We've colonized the solar system.
No, but he's an extraterrestrial human.
Also,
the very addition of extraterrestrial means off Earth.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So he is ET. A human ET. Do you reckon he's got that weird Saturn. Fucked up finger?
Born on Saturn. Not, I guess Titan's the moon. Like the one big moon that Saturn's got.
Yeah, I mean, you can't be born on
Saturn. The one that's got like a solid surface.
Yeah, I mean, Saturn
is... just a gas giant.
Saturn is just, you're going to fall through gas until it's so much...
Until it crushes you. Yeah.
It's not, you can't be born on
there. Oh, maybe it's like Bespin. They're floating. Cloud City.
Oh, that would work.
Yeah.
I know, well, but I'd say you were born in Saturn. In that case, you know? Should be in the.
You can never be on Saturn.
Well, if you sucked off all of the atmosphere,
I'm sorry.
You could, because there is a solid core. I think
it's a good weekend.
I think there's a solid core at the middle of Saturn. I could be wrong, but it would take a lot. What you call aliens will make their first appearance on Earth next year.
Oh shit!
Holy shit! The exact date they are first sighted is May 24th, 2022.
Okay, put that down. Write that in your diary. Make a note of that. They are... Oh, it says here at the side, they are about 7'4" and have long-shaped skulls, dark grey and distorted appearance.
Hashtag NHL face-off.
Okay.
Hashtag sponsored. From my time, there are... many different
spelled
aliens.
Spelled there wrong.
Well, they spell it differently in the future.
Oh, yeah. Forgot.
Many different aliens, and they actually live on Earth as citizens in the future.
Oh.
So they're actually That's Earthlings.
Nice. Well, oh!
The group of aliens are called Neurons, or Nirons.
They come in peace.
Hope so. And don't mean harm. But the US attack them and begin the first of many interdimensional wars.
Oh, good fucking work.
Now,
well fucking done.
America are fucking it up. I bet it's Florida. I bet that's where it starts.
Some meth head with a gun.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Shoots an alien and that sparks
a
conflict.
But this is useful information because that says if it's an interdimensional war.
Yeah, that's
are they from a different dimension?
I mean, I guess it's more likely instead of something traveling, you know, hundreds of light years to visit a place, instead they will just, you know, hop through
from a parallel alien Earth.
Yeah.
Where aliens are. Are Earth people from...
We are the Neurons. Give me back that picnic basket.
Zombie apocalypse? Now, wait a minute.
A lot of you want me to talk more on the zombie apocalypse.
A lot is one word, yeah.
I don't think we should be trusting this guy who can't spell.
This is all we have to go on.
If you're going to be from the future, you've got to try and make it more, you know, grammatically correct. Whereas no one's going to take you seriously. They're just going to think you're an idiot.
Maybe in the future it's difficult to get, you know, a good education.
What, because the aliens have taken over?
Yeah, the Neurons are burning all the books and destroying all the computers. Wikipedia, they've ruined it, they vandalised it.
That was first to go.
It's all pictures of Neuron genitalia on there. They're like, we will post our Flugons and our Blurgonics on there. The humans will not want to view Wikipedias no more.
We will make them stupid.
That's what it looks like.
Is that them taking the picture, or is that
no?
Them...
That's what their genitalia look like.
Right. Weird.
Yeah.
Like a.
You'd be the other part.
It's very flappy.
We have made baby. I shall call him Flux Plug.
So beautiful. Such a beautiful name. His twin brother, Edward.
Edward? He's the other time traveller.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's a good name, though.
We're not even reading about the zombie apocalypse.
Do we need to?
We do. It starts in 2072 when a Russian scientist tries to create a man-made disease for the government, but instead creates an apocalypse. Very original.
Such an original idea.
Lots of people are killed in thus apocalypse, but it only lasts 3 weeks due to animals, bugs such as maggots, and climate change that ultimately stop the undead.
Well, that's a good... So, climate change is good.
Maggots.
And maggots are bugs.
So the undead are eaten by the maggots within 3 weeks.
Well, that's a relief.
Anything else?
Kind of not really even a blip on history, is it, in that
case?
No,
that's it. That's the entire zombie apocalypse story.
Let's have this one. In the year 2056, humans make a huge discovery that will change mankind forever.
Oh, my God.
What do you think it's going to be?
Oh, okay. Think about this. New flavour of ice cream.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be something more weird.
Right.
Like a portal to hell.
A new way to make toast.
Right.
In 5 seconds.
Okay. Wow.
You have your sliced bread. You get your device. Perfectly cooked.
That would really change humanity. That would be a revolution.
And then you get your butter out the fridge. And you're like, oh, for fuck. Oh, I should have left it out. And then you ruin the fucking toast and spread it on there.
Well, they haven't solved that yet.
No. Okay.
But hopefully in the future.
All right. What fucking bullshit is this gonna be? What is this gonna be? I looked at the description to see if there's a spoiler.
A German scientist finds a parallel universe and can communicate with people from the other side. Hello.
Guten Tag.
Would you like a sausage? That's my impression of a German scientist.
Mein Handy!
It fell through the portal! Oh no! We later learn that there are at least 130,800 other parallel Earths, very specific, waiting to be reached. Lots of years later.
Lots?
Not so specific.
Lots of years.
7 humans travel to one, but they have yet to return.
Oh my God, is this Sliders? What the fuck? John Rhys Davies. And the other one.
Gimli.
Jerry. Jerry. Jerry Bateman.
Bapesman. Jeremy Bapesman.
Jerry.
Jerryman.
I can't remember the actor's name. Saved my life. When will GTA 6 be released? Here's the real fucking news, boys. When will Spider-Man 3 come out? December 17th, 2021. That's actually correct.
Why are people
Spider-Monday
wasting their time asking this man from the future when movies that already have been announced and have release dates published, he can Google these.
Yeah.
Don't ask someone from the... Don't waste his time. We could be asking him anything.
What will I have for dinner tomorrow?
How is he?
Pasty.
Again.
Okay, GTA 6 is going to be out April the 10th, 2022.
Oh, that's very optimistic.
That is... I believe that least of anything that I've seen him post.
Today. Sure, out of all of the UFO junk.
I want to know when Elder Scrolls 6 is out. Wait, what was that about World War 3?
He said it didn't happen. No such thing.
So there's going to be no other World War.
But it almost did. Yeah, it almost did back in the 80s, dude.
Is there a zombie apocalypse? Yes. Oh. Well, we know about that. We read about that.
Well, that this there's
is there anything about fucking Skyrim 2?
There's a treasure trove of guff out there, guys. So yeah. Be careful. Don't let it fart in your face.
He might have made many, many, many videos, but we can only view the latest 9 because we're not logged in, I think. So
probably for the best. You know, you don't want that information to, like...
Oh, who should we look at? Ed Sheeran, Lady Gaga, The Rock, Gordon Ramsay,
like they're not gonna have
Taylor Swift.
Such insights, you know.
Taylor Swift. I am from the future. In each of my songs from the re-release of my album Red, there is a clue. Hopefully you can find it. If you could ask a time traveler from the year 5000 anything, what would you ask them?
How far does the poo have to be from your butthole to not be okay to wipe it off with paper? Do you know what I mean?
So, all right, so hypothetical scenario. You're sitting on the toilet. You do a poo. Somehow, the poo touches your balls. You're sitting at a strange angle. The poo touches your balls. You can feel, like the gentle caress of it as it slides out of you and across your balls. What do you do? Because paper's probably not going to feel right to... Like, what's it going to do?
It's good enough for your butthole.
Yeah, but I mean, I think you're going to need a wet wipe at least. You're going to have to get a flushable.
But what... Okay, so...
Can you bidet your balls?
You can pay for it.
Bidet my balls. So that's the one question you would ask.
Has anyone solved that yet?
What, the poop on your balls? Have you seen the picture of the pig that's got poop on his balls?
Well, I'll save that for next time. Fuck
oh,
me.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's too good. We're not going to be able to...
No, please. Why don't we? Look, we got Are you Googling pig shit balls?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've just Googled...
It's a famous image.
Is it? Jesus. Oh my fucking god.
The poo on its balls.
I can't believe...
This will come as a big surprise if you've never appreciated how large a pig's testicles can get. But yeah.
We can't show this on the fucking internet.
No, but I just wanted you to see it.
It's like an alien's come to our land.
Oh my god.
Can you imagine if they look like that?
What, just a pig's arse and balls?
With a poop resting on them. Oh, my God.
It would make things difficult, wouldn't it? It would make things difficult.
First contact would be very gingerly.
The President of the United States of America.
Wouldn't want to do the kiss on the cheek.
Stretch his hand out. just start shaking hands with the turd.